You waking up there, sleepyhead? It's about time. I drugged you hours ago. Oh, yeah. Remember at dinner when you went to the bathroom? I added a special spice to your pasta sauce. The dinner you took us to was so nice. And I really appreciate it. It's such a lovely way to celebrate our anniversary. I don't want it to end, though. So I figured I'd extend things a bit. I know what you like. I know what gets you hot and hard and happy. Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be any fun kidnapping you if there was no bondage involved. Once I got you to the car, I'm afraid our server thought you were really drunk. They had to help me. You might have to blush a bit if we go back there. I started strapping you up. It's practically mummification with all the straps I put on you, but I know that just makes you like it more. You look so good like this, though. I have the seat all the way down, so I can have you laid out. And since our windows are tinted, no one will be able to see in. You're all mine, and you're just going to have to trust wherever I want to take you. Isn't that nice, sweetie? Don't you just love being mine? Don't worry. We're going somewhere nice. Private. Quiet. Well, I imagine once we're there, it won't be quiet very long. I did bring my toy bag after all. It's a bit of a drive, but so scenic, so I don't mind. Not that you can see, I guess. The hood might be overkill, but I just love how you look in it. How much of your senses it strips away. I didn't put the earplugs in because I want you to be able to hear me, but you're practically a gimp right now. Oh, but don't worry. I won't let you get bored. Before I stripped you and bound you, I shoved a little anniversary present in your ass. I hope it's not too big. It took me a little while to gently fit it in there since I don't want to hurt you. Not yet. And just prepare your cute ass for what's going to happen when I get you to our destination. You being drugged out actually helped. Your little pucker was pretty relaxed, so it was relatively easy to fuck you with it and slide it in. I couldn't help it. It was just so fun fucking your ass with the plug while you were out senseless. So naughty and wrong. But I really wanted you to wake up feeling used. Get the weekend started right, you know? Later we'll play a game and let you guess how big it is. Maybe if you're right, I'll let you come, Sahu. And get to concentrating on that invader in your ass. Really feeling it. And whenever I press this button, I see you are feeling it. You're so cute when you squirm helplessly. It has different settings too. So, like I said, you won't be getting bored. I imagine the ride is fun, though. All these curvy, winding country roads. Do you want to know where we're going? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Even when we get there, I'm going to keep you blindfolded almost the entire weekend. You'll have to experience everything through the rest of your senses and rely on me to take care of you. Feed you, bathe you. I even brought a waterproof blindfold for swimming. It's gonna be so nice. And I promise to keep you in some form of bondage the whole time. I'll chain your ankle to the bed at night, keeping the key far away from you. Of course, escaping is half the fun, so we'll play a little game with that. I have a little toy ducky I'm going to put at the end of the driveway of our getaway. And if at any point you can escape from me and grab the ducky, it'll be considered a win for you. And I'll give you a long, sensual massage. Just the way you like it. However, if I see you try to escape and you fail, well, you'll have to be punished. Discipline is important, after all. And our little game would be no fun without some risks. Just imagine how naughty you'll feel. Your heart pumping as you make and execute a plan. Thinking you're sneaky or that I'm out to get us food. Maybe trying to slip out of slightly loosened ropes or working a chain out of a wall. Stealing an extra key. And wondering if I am just setting you up. On the other side of the door, waiting for you to run through it so I can tase you and bring you back, bind you tighter, and punish you. It'll be so much fun. And the best part? It's just me and you. No cell phones, no computers, no distractions. I might take off your blindfold long enough for a board game, though. But mostly we'll be playing full-on scene the entire weekend. I guess sometimes I'll be reading or maybe writing and have you trussed up as my foot still. I really want to try staking you out on the grass, spread-eagled, wearing nothing but a blindfold and your cuffs. And don't worry, I'll be very thorough in putting sunscreen on you. You'll like that part a lot, I think. And then I'll tease you, get you so hard, and mount you, fuck you, ride you right there in the open air, surrounded by nothing but trees and wildlife. Just thinking about it has me all excited, all wet. I know it's a little dangerous, but you don't mind if I use a vibrator on myself while I drive, do you? It doesn't even require hands. I just have to put it right there. Sorry, swerved a little bit. Did that scare you, honey? Silly thing, like I'd ever let anything happen to you. You're mine and more precious to me than anything. I love you so much. That's why I planned all this. You don't have to say anything. I know you. I know this is your greatest fantasy, being held captive by a woman who loves you, who will condition you, control you, never let you go. But I guess I shouldn't be the only one hot and horny over all this. You have that lovely vibrating in your ass. I don't think I'll have any problems pegging you later. But your cock is so hard right now. Just twitching more and more. The more of my plans I share. I just have to give it some attention. That's why I'm driving your automatic and not my shift after all. Don't worry. Since I drive stick, I'm used to only having one hand on the wheel. I got my nails done while you were out. I just left you trussed up in the car and went in, and now they are blue and sparkly with my signature spiral on them. I guess you won't have much chance to see them, but they make me happy. And that's what's important, right? Me being happy? Me being happy makes you happy. And those nails feel really good when I drag them against your skin, don't they? Of course, they have to navigate all those straps, but... But there's one place free of them. Your cock is just sticking right up and out. There goes any pretending you don't like this. Slut. My slut. My dirty little bondage whore. So hard, and I've barely started touching you. Remember the rules. No coming without permission, and if you come too close, you have to beg me not to make you come. And remember what happens if you break the rules. I bet it's really hard sometimes. With me running my fingers up and down your shaft like this. Occasionally trailing my nails. Not enough to hurt. Just enough to tease and to threaten and to feel oh so good. As it sends waves of tickly tingles up your cock and down your spine. The way I touch you. It's almost hypnotic, isn't it? You can't see, can only hear. And the main sensation you focus on is my fingers trailing lightly up and down, up and down. I bet your only real thought right now is harder. Or maybe faster, Is that what you want? Do you want me to go faster? Squeeze harder. It's getting a little hard to drive. You're so fun to play with. Your cock is basically just a toy for me to fidget with while I drive. I always concentrate so much better when my hands have something to do, so... One hand on the wheel. Vibrator between my legs, and... One hand on you. Controlling the car. Controlling your cock. It all works quite well, don't you think? I guess you're only thinking about one thing right now. How about if I go a little faster? Squeeze a little harder. Get my thumb brushing over that tip every time I go up. And just squeezing the ring of my fingers around that oh-so-sensitive head every time my hand goes down. Up. And down. You've already got a little bit of pre-cum for me to work with. To smear around your slit. I love how slippery it makes it. How my thumb can just glide over it, awakening all the nerve endings. Playing with them. Good boy. So twitchy and needy for me. My vibrator is doing really good work too, by the way. I have it a little distance so it doesn't affect me too much. So horny. I really just want to come. I haven't decided about you yet. What do you think? Should I let you come? It's so early in the weekend, and somehow I think it might be better to deny you for now. Draw out the frustration. Draw out the intense pleasure, so when I do allow you to come, it will be incredible. Amazing. You'll shoot so far with all that semen built up in your balls. They already look so full and heavy as my hands go up. Down. If I'm not gonna let you come, I'll probably have to stop sooner. You will anyways, won't you, you dirty little slut? Don't think I don't see your balls tightening, drawing up and preparing to shoot, to release, to come all over the straps, keeping you helpless. I'll tell you what, baby, I'll give you one chance. Just one. I'm going to move my vibrator closer to my clit so I can grind on it while I drive. And while I rub your cock, you'll have to come exactly when I do. And oh, baby, this is all the warning you are going to get because... because I'm already so close, so close, so close. I'll count to it. I could come right now if I wanted to, but I have self-control. And the longer I hold it, the better it feels. I know you're on the fucking edge, but you're going to hold it too. You're my good boy. And good boys come only when their mistress tells them to. Ah, fuck. 10. 9. 8. When I come, you come, okay? 7. 6. 5. 4. I'm gonna take my hand off right after, so this is your only chance. 3. 2. And 1. I'm coming. Good boy. We'll have to pull over and get you cleaned up in a few minutes. But what a great start to our anniversary weekend. Huh.